Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
I'm Melissa Carter. How Hi. Does Love Lost and Found normally work here?
Well, you know, the Lost and Found, you just kind of go and check on something or go drop something off. Basically, Love Lost and Found is somebody was in a situation in which they think they may have found love, but they lost them. They didn't take the opportunity to get their number or get their contact information, so they regret it afterwards. So just come to the Burt Show. We'll put the information out that you know about that person, the situation in which you met. Then our Burt Show community will come and, you know, call if they know this person, and then we'll try to match you back up.
So that's what we're hoping to do here with Montez, and I think it has everything to do with her trying to get her car fixed, and a dude comes to her rescue, and then he splits, and she's like, I need to get to know that guy.
Mm-hmm.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing good. Did we sort of get that story right?
It's pretty close. Pretty close.
How do you know that he's your soulmate?
Well, I'm not sure about that yet. That's a little quick, but he actually, the story is, I was going to dinner on Father's Day with one of my friends after work, and my car started sputtering out the middle of Buckhead, Lennox Road, and Piedmont about, and I was like, oh no, I cannot break down on the side of the road. So I pull into a parking lot, which just so happened to be a valet parking lot. So as embarrassing as it was 10 times more embarrassing because it was a valet parking lot. So I was just
is
like,
there
I
anything
need-
that will make you feel physically hotter than being at an intersection, being the first car at an intersection, and all of a sudden your vehicle dies?
That was literally the worst feeling in the whole world. I was so scared. So I just pulled in, and I went up to the valet with my car, like, thinking it was going to die right there. I said, I just need to park my car. I don't know. I'm really sorry I pulled in here. And he was like, oh, you can pull it right here. He was so sweet. He just helped me so much. And in between running and getting people's cars, he would come over and help me with my car, which turned out to kind of have no oil in it.
Kind of no oil.
Gee, what's that oil spot every time I park my car? I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that little light that keeps coming on, what a hassle that is.
Whatever, I'll just put tape on it and forget about it.
You would think there would be a light, but there was not.
Okay.
So he just helped me out, and he was so sweet, and he was so nice. And my friend showed up, and she was like, Montez, this guy is adorable. Why don't you go for it? And I was like, I mean, you're right, but I'm so shy, and I'm just like, I don't know what to do. And he was so sweet, and I think his name was Ryan, and he told me he was a starving artist, which is me. I'm the same thing. I'm a dancer. So we just had a lot in common, I thought, for the very beginning of something, but I don't know. And then I was too shy to do anything about it. And so I just left it at that. And she was just like, Montez, really, you should have done something. And I was like, I know, I didn't do anything. And I feel like, what can I do now?
What's your dancer name?
What?
What's your dancer name?
Not that kind of dancing.
Come on, really?
What kind of dancing? Ballet or?
Yes. Actually, I have a degree in dance from UGA.
Okay.
So
oh, cool.
I work out at Six Flags as an entertainer, and I do dancing, singing, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so it's legit.
Very cool.
Let's ask a couple of obvious questions. That valet parking lot, because we're trying to accumulate as many details as we can, so somebody listening might trigger something where they go, okay, I know that lot, and I know some people that work there.
Mm-hmm.
What was the valet parking lot we're talking about? Where was that?
I remember it was at the intersection of Lenox and Piedmont in Buckhead, and it was the Marsh Building, I think.
Marsh.
And it was right on the right once you turn onto Piedmont from Lenox.
Okay.
I know right where that is.
Okay.
That's like that lane where if you're over in the far right lane, you almost have to go that office building. Yeah,
yep.
It messes you up if you go there. Okay, I know what you're talking
about. It's the Hawaiian restaurant is right there.
Yes.
Roy's.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So here's what we have. Lenox, Piedmont, valet. How come you just didn't go back to the valet spot and ask for Ryan? I mean, you know where he works.
Well, I know that he was going to be working late, and we went to dinner, and we had been working all day, and so we just left, and when I got home, that was when I realized, I was like, wait, I've got to change the way I do these things, and I was just like, okay, well, I guess I need the radio to help me out.
No, well, what I'm saying is, I mean, we're talking about that was Father's Day, so how come between Father's Day and now, you just didn't go back to the valet spot and go, is Ryan here? Can I leave my number for Ryan?
Because she wants us
to discourage her from contacting us.
She wants us to do her dirty work.
She thought we could do it and maybe it'd be less embarrassing.
But this really isn't a love lost and found. All she has to do is go to the valet spot and there's Ryan.
Well, I do live kind of far away from there. I live in Woodstock, so I don't really go by there very much.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it's a lazy love lost and found.
She's a busy girl.
Well, what if she goes there and he's not there?
Love lost and lazy.
Like, if he's not there, then you have to valet your car because you can't just pull into a valet parking lot. And
sure, she could be like, I'm going to see the Marshes. The Marsh. I'm here for the Marsh Building. I've got an appointment with Mr. Marsh.
It's a lot of Marshes.
I mean, the reason, I mean, we'll go ahead and we'll try to do it, but the reason to execute this is because it's somebody that you can't find.
Right.
When all you got to do is drive
Hold on.
You know what?
Girl.
Yeah, you're being burnt. You know what? Your pessimism is really
not
starting to
drain.
She's
having destiny. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
She can do it herself.
No, she can't.
It's far drive. If he's not working, then you have to do it two times or three times.
And it's embarrassing. She would have to be face-to-face with those other valet people. She already told you she's shy.
Stop. You got to listen. Bert, you just need to switch your panties. Take off your love lost and found panties and put on your, I forget what the bit's called, but it's where we approach the dude.
We're her wingman.
By proxy.
Yes, where we approach the dude and we're like,
switch segments.
Hey, does anybody from the past week ring a bell with you? Somebody that maybe you had a connection with, somebody that you feel strongly about. And we just hear what he says, because if it's destiny, right, put on your destiny panties.
Mm-hmm.
If it's destiny, then he will remember her.
That's too complicated. I just want to find him and set him up.
I've already found him. I know exactly where he is.
I know exactly where he works.
Yeah, he works at the Marsh Building on the corner of Lenox and Peabody.
We're going to help her out.
What does he look like?
Well, he has...
Hang on. If you give me a half hour, I'll tell you.
And he was pretty fit. And he was just really, really cute. His name was Ryan.
How tall?
He was wearing an Ameripark shirt with a name tag that says Ryan on it.
How tall?
I would say he wasn't that tall. He was probably about maybe under 6 feet or 6 feet, so.
Okay. This is the most pointless interrogation ever.
Why don't we send intern Michelle down to the valet parking lot right now to ask for Ryan and get him on the phone and have him talk to Montez?
Well, how do you know what time of day
he
works?
Yeah, exactly. You don't know if he's there right now.
But I mean,
he can't drive from Woodstock in 24 hours and sit in the parking lot.
He's not lost.
Yeah. He's not sitting in the parking lot for 24 hours. Is that crazy?
This is a new bit called Love Found and I'm Scared and Lazy.
Yes.
Come on. I'm going to help her.
Hey, Chelsea, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Oh, my God. I think I know him. Does he work at the Marsh Building? is his name Ryan? He parks my car when I go to the Marsh Building.
Oh, my God, we found him!
Don't be mean to her, y'all.
Come on.
We're not being mean. Hey, Chelsea, go ahead.
Yeah, I work in the Marsh Building, and I smoke outside every day with the valet people in the afternoon.
Do you know this hottie named Ryan?
There's a couple of hotties that do valet there.
Well, holla.
Your job today, here's our challenge for Love Lost, and there he is right there. Yeah. All right, listen. What you need to do is you need to see today. Let's hope that the valets are still there. Yeah. Your job today is to go to those valets and find Ryan and get a telephone number from him.
Oh. Hey, Tasha, good morning. You're on Q100 High.
Good morning, morning show. I just had to call and say this is not a true love lost and found. Bert, even before you said, all she had to do was just go right back to the valet parking. I even said that. And I'm a female, shy or not. I mean, come on. All she had to do is go right back. Or, like you said, if he's not there, she lives in Woodstock, just go and say, can I leave the number, email address, or whatever for Ryan. Yeah. Simple as that. This is not a true love lost and found. This is a ridiculous waste of time.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I help her.
I don't think so.
Montez, baby. I mean, this is so easy for you. I mean, all you got
to
do.
But she wants us to do. You said, when I brought this up.
This is her dirty word. This is just her dirty word.
But you
though.
Said this yesterday because we had this conversation off the air and you said she's just scared. So knowing that, we need to approach Ryan.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll
with
be able to
people.
We'll be able to find him again at his job.
What happened to you, Captain Destiny?
Not Captain Destiny. All she has to do is go there and see him.
But listen,
she needs some friends to go with her.
We're switching it up. You need to be open to change, my friend. You know what? Yes, we can. So, Jen, what was the bit called where you approach and it was like, remember, you said by proxy, but it's where we go to Ryan and go, look, who do you remember from the past week? It's probably the girl that's smoking with him every day, but, you know, who called us a few minutes ago. But maybe it's this girl who pulled in with a broken down car.
Well, like, then all we got to do is go with a cell phone and ask him. Yeah, that's fine. Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, I was just going to say that I'm pretty sure I know who it is because my boyfriend actually works for Midtown Parking.
Okay.
And he hangs out with those guys, and it's one of these guys named Ryan. I don't know if you want me to say his last name or...
Why do you think it's that Ryan?
Because I'm pretty sure that's the only Ryan that works there.
Because I'm pretty sure that most valets are named either Ryan or Dave.
No, I mean, like, he hangs out with everybody from work, and the only Ryan I hear about is a certain Ryan. And
Are you sure that parking company is the one who does that lot?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Oh, okay. Do you know
this
if he
is an absolute complete
waste
of time.
Well, I do want to ask her, though, if he has a girlfriend. if you know him that well, do you know if he has a girlfriend?
You know how we're going to find out? Because we're going to send intern Michelle down there right now. It's right down the street.
Is he there at 7:30 in the morning?
And if not, we'll just leave our phone number.
Okay.
And then he'll call us back, and then we'll have answers because it shouldn't be too difficult to find him because... We know where he is.
We know where he works.
What if Michelle goes down there and ends up hooking up with him?
Then that's destiny.
No, because Michelle is dating the most interesting man in the world.
Stay thirsty, right.
That we don't know what he looks like.
All right. Montez.
Yes.
We're going to send intern Michelle down there. We'll try to see if we can find him down there. And if not, we'll leave our phone number. And with any luck at all, he'll call by the end of the morning. And we will do your dirty work for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hold on.
Are you sure you love him before we do this? Are you sure this is the man you want to marry?
He is the man I want to marry.
Okay, perfect. We'll tell him that and we'll get him right on the phone.
Yeah. Oh, no.
The Bert Show.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. For new users, it's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.